You're at the pub, you're at a barbecue, you're at a social event, you're at work. And somebody asks you one of the big questions about life. How do I lose weight? How do I put on muscle size? How do I eat healthy? How do I be a great parent? How do I save money, get a great financial plan? How do I quit my job or start a new business? How do I get great people into my life? How do I get a hot date? And many of the other large questions that people ask in relationship to politics, religion, and core values and beliefs. And if somebody asks you a question, you will probably want to answer it. We all do because we've been taught to. From when we're a little kid and we first learnt how to talk, Mama said, Dada said, the lady asked you a question, answer her question. That man asked you a question, sweetheart, answer his question. So we're taught that it's rude that if somebody asks us a question, we don't answer it. So if somebody asks us a great question, or any question for that matter, we answer it. Have you ever been guilty, like me, of answering a question based on very little knowledge or just somebody else's opinion or a regurgitation of somebody else's opinion? Or you've just made something up because you felt pretty chuffed that this person's asked for your opinion. It's one of the greatest compliments that we can pay people is to ask for their advice or their opinion. So when somebody asks for ours, we feel pretty important. It's good for our ego. Woohoo! So we answer the question. Have you ever wondered why we say the things that we do? Have you ever given it some thought? And I certainly have, because as an exercise professional, people ask me lots of questions. And whether you've just started studying fitness, whether you're in great shape and you look good and people ask you every day, how do I get into great shape? You might be a fully qualified exercise professional or a sporting coach or someone who's been involved in exercise for a really long time. And people will ask you, how do I lose weight? How do I put on muscle size? How do I get fit? How do I get strong? And the questions keep coming. And of course, we want to answer the questions often because we think we know the answer, or we do know the answer. We want to be able to help somebody. That's always a good reason. I want to help people, so I'm going to give them the answer. And we have some firmly entrenched ideas about what the answers are. The question I always ask myself now is, why do I believe that? And the reason for that is, for most of my career path, I listened to other people. I believed them because they were exercise physiologists or university professors or dietitians or chiropractors or physiotherapists or personal trainers or group exercise instructors or gurus, and I believed them. They look good, they must know. And because I came into the profession at a very young age, I was literally only 13 when I first started teaching classes, I was impressed with the knowledge and the bodies and the importance of the people in the exercise profession. So I didn't ask any questions. And what that meant was, for a lot of my career, when people asked me a question about the human body and how to get healthy, fit and strong and how to lose weight and how to put on muscle size, I was just regurgitating somebody else's opinion. I hadn't given it any thought for myself. So then I met Kayman. And he's the exercise physiologist, health scientist, research published scientist that always asks why and how. And if you can't explain it physiologically, if you don't know your anatomy, he tends not to take you very seriously. And I found that out really quickly because I'd been teaching exercise. Well, when I met him, I'd been teaching exercise since I was 13, and I met him when I was 30, so for a very long time. So I believed I knew a fair bit of stuff. Just ask me. But everything I ever made comment about, he always pulled me up on it. He tested me on it. He forced me to explain it. And I don't know how you'd go in that situation, but I was screwed because I didn't know. I didn't have an answer for what I was doing or why I was doing it. And I learned very quickly that they would probably be the two most important questions that we should be asking. Why are we doing this and how does it work? Why? Not what, because there's plenty of whats. People tell you what to do and how to think. But the question is, why would I think that way? How does it work? And interestingly, I've learned to do that in every area of my life now, not just about exercise and eating plans, but about politics and religion, climate change, the politics of the world in regards to gender changes, the religious challenges that we've got, people's core values and opinions from different cultures. I don't know why people believe the things that they do. I don't know why people do the things that they do. I don't know why people say what they say. And that's why I ask, why did you say that and how does it work? Why do you believe that and how does it work? Why do you do that that way and how does it work? And I've learned to ask that about everything. And what's really interesting is I now wonder, me from my high point, because I always ask, why we don't do it, why we don't teach our kids to do it. And of course, at the Max International Colleges, that is the fundamental of the education here, that it's not what to think, it's how to think. It's not about this is the exercise you should do. It's why are we doing this exercise and how does it work? Why would you eat that way and how does it work? How does the human body work? And how do you know that for sure? And have you looked at all the different research and the different opinions and all the contradicting research? Because for every piece of research on everything in the world, there is another contradicting piece of research. So when somebody says research shows, be really careful. One of the things I've been really fascinated with, of course, because I travel the world, is everything to do with culture, environment, climate, politics. And there's some not just differing opinions, there are opinions that people die for. Literally right now, there are people dying around the world for their religious belief or their cultural belief or what they believe about climate. And I learnt the hard way, because I went into too many conversations where I didn't have any information except what I'd heard on the news. And as we know, the news is really not the news, it's just somebody's dramatised opinion. So I started studying for myself, culture, climate, environment, religion, the science behind all of that stuff. And it's really interesting to learn both sides. So why don't we do that? And I asked myself the question, why didn't you do it before? And I asked Kayman, how come you did? How come you always have? And we've come up with two pretty great ideas about why people might not and something to consider. I didn't ask because I was embarrassed because I thought I should know. I didn't ask because I was impressed with other people. So even if I had a question, why are we doing this and how does it work? Because I was a qualified exercise professional at such a young age, I believed that I should know. So because I didn't know, I was too embarrassed to ask. So wouldn't that be a great place to start? Even if you think you should know or you're supposed to know or you're some qualified expert, what if you still ask why and how? And wouldn't that be a great place to start with everything? So before something comes out of your mouth, why not just say to yourself, to the person, whoever it is, whether it's a university professor or the truck driver or the person at the supermarket or the physiotherapist or the brain surgeon, and I ask them all because everyone's got an opinion, haven't they? And every time somebody shares their opinion, rather than deliver mine and have an argument, because that's usually what happens, I always ask, so why do you believe that? How does that work? And it's interesting, not just because you learn other people's opinions and you get to know more about the world, but I also wonder why they believe it. Not just that they actually believe it, but how did they come about having that particular belief? And it also helps me analyze my own self-belief more. So, Rowie, why do you say that and why do you believe it? So the reason that I never asked was I was embarrassed that I didn't know, or I was super impressed by the people who should know, so I didn't want them to know that I didn't know. When I asked Kayman, how come you've always asked? He's felt comfortable to always ask because he's always studied anatomy and physiology in depth from the beginning. And yes, he'll share with you that there's been some times where he's done some really stupid things too. But from a pretty young age, he figured out pretty fast. He was training elite athletes and he figured out pretty quickly what injured them in a hurry and what didn't injure them. He figured out really quickly what fueled them effectively and what didn't. And that was obviously by experience. But then when you start really understanding in depth the human body, and asking the questions, why are we doing this and how does it work, and you actually understand how the human body works, then he's never been embarrassed to ask. And that's what's really cool about someone as smart as he is, and he's a genius. I have never met anybody who understands the human body better than he does, and I've met a lot of people who talk about the human body. But he's got this genius of being able to explain it really simply. So whenever something new comes up or somebody says something, instead of arguing with them, which of course is a waste of time because when you've got two people arguing, nobody's learning anything, he will then ask the questions, why are you doing that and how does it work, which is what he did to me from the beginning and forced me to think for myself. So what if we did those two things, or both? What about both? What if you learnt to ask how and why without being impressed by other people, without being embarrassed because you're supposed to know? How are you supposed to know everything? That's what I learnt the hard way. You cannot possibly know everything about everything. And it always amuses me that, go back to the pub or the social event or the barbecue or people at work, if you ask a question of most people, they will give you an answer. Even if they don't know what the answer is, or they've just made something up, or they've just regurgitated somebody else's opinion. But everybody will have an opinion. So what a great thing to ask. Why'd you say that? How does it work? Why are you doing that? How does it work? Why do you believe that? How does it work? Be that person. It's good fun. And be the K-man person, which is understand whatever your passion is. So whether it's cars or sport or business or the human body, whatever it is that you're passionate about, learn all about it for yourself, not by somebody else's opinion or the research that contradicts each other all the time. Always get both opinions. I remember when I, here's my great rowy story, I used to jig school when I was in year nine because I always thought I wanted to be a lawyer, and my father had sent me to private boarding school to become a lawyer. So I used to go and sit in the Supreme Court in Melbourne and listen to court cases. And I often experience where I absolutely passionately believed that the person was guilty because I listened to the prosecution. And then I absolutely positively believed that the person was innocent because I listened to the defense. But I heard both sides of the story. Now, one is I think being a juror would be a very tough decision to make, and that's why it's called reasonable doubt, of course. But what a great thing to put into every area of your life, reasonable doubt. Rather than just believing what everybody says, listen to both sides of the story. And if there is reasonable doubt, why not discover it for yourself rather than listening to other people's opinion? I think you'll find, and this is my personal experience, and I look forward to hearing yours, that there are a lot of experts, a lot of gurus, a lot of people who talk a lot, who don't know a lot. They just talk a lot. And wouldn't it be great to be the person who doesn't talk very much but studies and researches for yourself, and you can actually analyze it for yourself? Be the K-man who asks how and why and then figures it out for himself. Because he understands how the human body works, he'll look at any exercise plan, any eating plan, and he just takes it through the process of how does the bones work, how do the muscles work, how does the endocrine system work, how does the central nervous system work, how does the respiratory and cardiovascular system work, how does the digestive system work, because he knows it and understands it, and then figures out for himself whether or not it's cow poo or whether it's true. Wouldn't that be a great place to live? Rather than regurgitating somebody else's opinion, actually knowing for yourself whether it works and being able to analyze for yourself. But more importantly, that's for yourself. If you are an exercise professional, if you are a teacher, a parent, a coach, if you deliver information about anything in regards to the big important things, if you are delivering information about health, fitness, exercise, parenting, financial planning, career path planning, business, relationships, the really important things in life, if you're delivering information about that stuff, would it be really a great idea to not be the regurgitator of some guru's personal opinion, not to be the regurgitator of what you heard on the news, not to just repeat somebody else's ideas and opinions, but to actually understand it for yourself? So great question, because I ask myself every day, so I would never ask anybody else to do what I don't. Before something comes out of my mouth, I always ask this question, Rowie, what you're about to say, do you actually know that's true, or are you just spilling out somebody else's stuff? And I often suck it back in and think about it more and don't say very much. Interesting thought.